Welcome everybody. Shin number 1399. We're learning today. Lulu Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Ravaran Zisul Lulu Nishmas Bliba Basra Moshe and Rafur Shalema Sara Bas Fegaliba. Getting back to the halachas of Hachana Liyam Acher, preparations for the week. Okay, so a few more interesting shilas that come up in reference to dishes, which is something that comes up all the time, obviously, on a weekly basis. First and foremost, we spoke about somebody washing the hands into the sink is no problem, right? I have to wash my hands, or whatever the case is. I have to wash my hands with soap, so it's going on the dishes. So that's all fine and dandy. The other thing is, it was brought to my attention, but which could be done, is a davar pashut. A person could, before Shabbos, so till now we're talking about on Shabbos itself, right? But let's say before Shabbos, what a person could do is just have a pan, right, a larger pan, and fill it up with soap and water. It could be hot water. It's before Shabbos. You can fill it up with whatever you want. Soap and water. And, it could be sitting over there. Let's say even not in the sink, even on the counter. It could be on the counter. So now what happens is everybody, when you clean off the table, right, and have the dishes. The dishes or the silverware, whatever, the cutlery, have to go somewhere. They'll go either in the sink. So instead of in the sink, you throw it straight into the pan that's with soapy water sitting on the counter, or could be something sitting in the sink also, but the point is it could be sitting on the counter too. It doesn't medafka have to be in the sink. So the point is, you say, what do you mean? I'm preparing for the week, and now it's I'll be able to wash it better. It'll be cleaner when I go to wash it. No, if you do an action, if somebody does an action, that's the same action anyways, like we spoke about. I'm washing my hands anyways. Oh, there happens to be dishes in the sink. So what? But I'm washing my hands. I have to wash my hands. The dishes have to go somewhere. You picked up the dishes off the table. You're not keeping the dishes. You're not keeping the cutlery on the table. The dirty dishes, dirty cutlery on the table. They have to go somewhere. They have to go in the sink, let's say, right? So instead of the sink, I'll put them into this pan that's full of soapy water. Even though it may be on the counter, it could be anywhere. I'm just giving an example, right? That was filled up and prepared before Shabbos, so it goes into the pan. So that's fine and dandy. That's perfect. Another Eitzah Tova which could be done. A lot of people ask a lot of times in reference to a dishwasher. Now, of course, we're dealing with a dishwasher. Obviously, it's totally off. There's no question of if you open the door or whatever the case is. There's no lights. There's no beeping. There's no nothing. There's no everything is off. It could be even the plug is pulled out. But whatever the case is, the plug doesn't medafka have to be pulled out. I'm just saying everything is off. There's no questions if the door's open or whatever, or the dishwasher was left open, whatever. So a person, let's say that I take a plate off the table. I mean, technically you could just put it into the dishwasher without, obviously, nothing's taking place. Now you'll say, what do you mean? I'm going to be using the dishwasher Matzi Shabbos. So by me putting the dish into this dish that's in my hand, into the dishwasher, I just put it in the slot. That's it. Finish. Or any slot, anywhere. So I'm not doing an extra action. Again, this same dish, the same fork, the same knife, I have to put somewhere, either in the sink, either in the pan of water, right? There's no extra action. What is hachana? Again, we're going to be reviewing this constantly. Hachana is doing an extra action. I have to save time Motzi Shabbos. I have to save time on Sunday. So I'm going to do an extra action on Shabbos to save myself the time, thereby I won't have to spend that time after Shabbos is over, and I spent the time on Shabbos instead. That's a real case of hachana, even though the action the person is doing is allowed. So to go and put it into the dishwasher after when somebody has, let's say, the plate in their hand, they took it off the table, you can do. I mean, what's the big deal? Put it into the dishwasher, put it in the sink, put it in the pan of water. Oh, so the question comes up, though, the only question comes up, when if somebody has a sink full of dishes, which people ask all the time. Okay, we put all the dishes and the forks, knives, spoons, everything is in the sink. So, you know, now I want to just go put it into the dishwasher. So, first and foremost, there's a few problems that one has to be aware of. It doesn't mean you could or you can't, but there's a few problems one has to be aware of. First of all, there's a question of borer. Let's say it's a mixture, right? You first have a mixture in the sink, and I have all the forks, spoons, knives, everything mixed up in the sink, or I have the plates, fish plates, dinner plates, I have soup plates, everything mixed up in the sink. So now if I go and take it out of the sink one at a time and I start separating it into the dishwasher, the soup plate goes here, or the dinner plate goes over there. So you're running into a question of borer. I'm separating a mixture, or I put the fork here, I put the knife over there in the dishwasher, right? So you're going into a question of borer. You have a mixture in the sink and now you separate it, and that's the real question of borer. One is not allowed to separate mixed items. That's a separate thing. So now the question is, good, there's no mixture per se, but the question is, I just, to save time, I want to put it into the dishwasher. If there's no question of burr, let's say I only have three dishes. I'll just give you an example. There's no question of burr over here. It's no mixture. So to go put it into the dishwasher is not a problem. I need the sink. Let's say I need the sink, right? I need the sink to wash, and it's just everything is in the way. It's just we can't wash. We have to wash. We come out of the bathroom. We only have one sink in the house. I push it. I need the sink. I have to get the dishes out of the way. So what do you do? You'll just put them all into the dishwasher as is. I just put them straight in. So that is okay because you need it now. You need the sink now. But you have to be careful. If you're going to start putting it into the dishwasher, even if it's not a question of burr, there's no mixture, or there's all one kind, or whatever the case might be, and you're going to start separating it and preparing it in an orderly fashion, or whatever the case might be, in the dishwasher, setting it up so like this, after Motzei Shabbos, I'm ready to go, you know, 1, 2, 3, I save time, I don't have to start, putting the dishes into the separate slots, or whatever the case is, so that's already could be running to a problem of hachana l'chol, preparation for the week. Because why are you doing it? You could just technically take all the dishes out and put it straight into the dishwasher and finish, and then as is, you know, in a bunch or whatever the case is. I mean, each, I guess, dishwasher is different. But no, what are you going to do? You'll separate. I'm going to put the, and again, there's no question of burr. I have us all the same or whatever, and there's no, it's only three or four plates, but I'll put this plate there, I'll put that plate over here in conjunction with how it'll, you know, clean better after Shabbos. So that already could be running into problem of Achana, because again, keeping in mind, we're doing an extra action. So one has to be careful. Just to take everything out of the sink and put it into the dishwasher is fine. I heard from others, sometimes they have a Kanayin Ahara, big mishpacha, so they put stuff into the oven. The oven's off. Everything's off. That's not the issue. They put dirty dishes in the oven, put dirty dishes in the dishwasher in different places, just to get it out of the way, because they need the counter, they need the sink, or whatever the case might be. You know, some people need these things. Some people have smaller houses. I spoke to somebody else, also a smaller house. They need the counter space. They need the sink to use, so they need it now. When you need it now, you need it now. And now is Shabbos. So this is what I need. So it's no question of hachana. So just again, just let's sum up, just to be careful of these various different things. Again, taking all the dishware, the silverware, cutlery, dishes off the table, putting it into a pan of water, a soapy water that was prepared before Shabbos, fine, no problem. Rinsing one's hands on the dishes in the sink, no problem. Even if the dishes are all in the sink, if you're not running into a problem of burr, it's not mixed up or whatever, it's in an orderly fashion, let's say piled up, only a few dishes or whatever, something along those lines. So then you want to just take all the dishes, put it straight into the dishwasher or straight into the oven or wherever you want to keep it, it's fine. Because if you need, it's assuming that you need the sink now. If somebody doesn't need the sink and I'm just going to be doing this prepare for the nighttime, you know, so okay, that's a problem. But I need the sink and put it all into the dishwasher, fine. But just be careful not to start separating it into the separate slots and so on. Besides the burr part, it's achana in both various different instances because if it's not mixed, I'm preparing for the week, make it like this, it'll be able to wash in the proper slot and so on. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Kol Tuv.